Item 6, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to apply for, accept, and implement a community development investment grant from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation in the amount of $250,000 to assist in funding streetscaping improvements for the expansion of Milwaukee's Asian market, Bonk Savant. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
All right, let's finish this item, and
then we'll go back.
Are you all coming back for number two? I'm sorry. Please, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. This agenda item is regarding your approval to apply for a grant on behalf of a community project. Only municipalities can apply. I'd like to introduce you to our project manager, Emily Vandre. She's our project manager for the Park East, but along with all of our project managers, she takes on other duties. And given her success in getting a WEDC grant for Park East Marketing, which you guys approved the acceptance of last cycle, we asked her to look at other opportunities to apply for funds on behalf of Milwaukee projects. So that's what this file is. We did send out a request to all the supervisors to see if they had any shovel-ready projects in their district. We had two responses come back. One was from Supervisor Rainey about the project that you have here. The other was from Supervisor Haas for a project that didn't quite qualify, but we're looking at other opportunities for there as well. So with that, I will pass it off to Emily.
Good morning, Madam Chair and Supervisors. As Teague said, we're here today to request authorization to apply for a WEDC Community Development Investment Grant. And the grant program really emphasizes funding projects that create jobs and add tax base. In this particular instance, we're seeking a Tier 2 grant. There are three different tiers of eligibility, and this one would be up to $250,000, and we'd like to do streetscaping improvements for Milwaukee's Asian Market. Their facility is located at 6300 North 76th Street, which is about the intersection of 76th and Mill Road, so it is a very well-traversed area on Milwaukee's northwest side, and they're currently planning an expansion to add a second building to their current operations, and this grant would be used for really making some cohesion between the two buildings, the existing and the new, as well as provide some signage and some awnings and some landscaping to make it a really attractive project. Currently, the market is one building. It's 1,400 square feet, and it has a small grocery store and about 30 vendor stalls. And this has reached its max capacity. There's a great amount of demand, so they are seeking to expand by creating a brand new building, 70,000 square feet, that is going to be 160 vendor stalls, a lot of rented office space, 9 restaurants, which is really more of a food court, some medical office space, and some community and recreational space. And with doing this, they'll make their old building entirely a grocery store. The project is to cost about $4.08 million. The majority of that is going to be funded through an SBA-backed loan serviced by Ridgestone Bank. Ridgestone's putting out roughly $418,000 on their own participation, and the City of Milwaukee's MEDC has another loan of about $418,000. Owner equity is going to be the majority of the extra gap, and we're hoping to decrease owner equity by providing this WEDC grant to provide the owners more liquidity. And why this is a very good candidate for the WEDC grant is because currently there are 35 jobs, but with the expansion, they're hoping to create 267 new jobs. A majority of those will be vendor jobs, but the market itself will have about 47 new full-time employees and 39 part-time employees. As well as with the expansion with the new building, it's going to increase the tax base by roughly $60,000 per year. The existing structure right now is on the top there. There is no signage, so whilst it is along 76th Street, unless you know it's there, it's really not that easy to find, and it's not something that people would stop at unless they happen to know it was there. So we're hoping that the signage will help, as well as when the new building is built, the rendering of which is below, that we can get some cohesion between the two buildings and make it really attractive and a place that will encourage people to stop by. This is sort of hard to see, but this is the architectural plans. The upper is the first floor, with half of it being vendor stalls, the food court in the middle, and then the recreation community space, which they're hoping to put in some basketball courts. And the second store would be a lot of office spaces, the medical offices, extra seating for the food court, and then obviously open space, because you can't have an 8-foot ceiling on a basketball court. We've gotten some help on this one from the Haven Woods Economic Development Corporation, and Stephanie Harling, their executive director, is here. And she's been integral in helping bring this project to success and certainly has some stake in the ground here, and would just like to explain a little bit about her organization and how they've been helping out on this project.
Okay, I didn't quite get the name. Why don't you introduce yourself again, please?
Morning, Madam Chair, Supervisors. My name is Stephanie Harling. I'm the Executive Director of Haven Woods Economic Development Corp and the related Business Improvement District. So our role in this development has been really from day one of even just conceptually, basically a dream that of the owners. So our role has been paving the way through permitting processes, being a liaison with the city and the aldermen, looking for various sources of funding, and then our organization will also infuse capital into the deal too through our Business Improvement District. So it's really been a pretty long 4-year journey in preparing for this day, actually, and finding the financing and things like that. Let me just also give you some clarification as to what we do in the community. We actually have 5 or 6 different initiatives, one being workforce development, economic development, and business promotion, and helping to recruit employees. The other being a healthy neighborhoods initiative that involves resident engagement, improving housing, influencing the real estate market, and developing leadership within the community. And then we also have a crime prevention initiative. All of these are full-time employees, where the daily work is building block watches, working with the police, stopping crime. We've seen a 30% decrease in crime since we've started our organization in 2001. Additionally, we have our Business Improvement District, where if you ride through the district, you'll see refurbished railroad bridges, enhanced boulevards, monument signage for gateway signage for neighborhood identity, things like that. So it's a consistent investment in public improvements in the neighborhood, too. That's us in a nutshell.
Do you also have residential facilities?
For living facilities?
Right.
No.
There is a Havenwood in the community, perhaps completely different than yours.
There's a couple Haven Woods names out there, yeah.
All right, thank you. Yeah. Please go ahead. Are we finished?
I think I'm done. Well, let me just speak to the impact that we think that this market will have on the community. The most obvious is the jobs. Also, really seeing our latest immigrant group to Milwaukee excel and thrive and develop opportunities for Milwaukee citizens is really very special about this. The other thing is, Emily may touch on this, they're existing on what was originally a foreclosed transmission center. So it was a blighted property, no investment, North 76th Street on that end of 76th Street, a little further south, is a rough... We're having a rough go of it retail-wise, and we think that this is the catalytic project that will not only help to raise the level of retail, but could actually serve as an incubator for future retailers in their own spots and have independent retailers fill some of our vacancies as they build their business. So the long-term, the short-term effects are huge, but the long-term are even better. So we feel strongly that this is a good investment for our organization and any partners that are willing to come to the table.
All right.
Thank you very much.
To conclude your report.
I just have one more slide. We also have the owner here today, it's Pai Yang, and she started in 2008, this market. So the fact that it's only been around for a few years and has already been so successful speaks volumes to how hard they've been working to make this a success. And that's their mission right there. And if you'd like to be introduced to them, or if you have any questions for the owners, they can come forward.
I was just going to ask you to do that. Please, we'd like to meet them.
Come on up.
Hi, Ying. The owner of Milwaukee Asian Market.
My name is Tai Bang. I'm one of her managers that help her run the market. We would like to really thank you all for this time to be able to come here and talk and to show you our projects. This project has been Pai Ying's dream since she came to the States. In our country, when we do markets, traditionally we do like open markets, like what we're wanting to do right now. Most of our people, when we do markets, we don't have a lot of money to invest in the infrastructure to get started. And so what we like to do is we like to find places where it's to be able to start. You don't need a lot of money to get started. So her dream is to provide a marketplace where people could be entrepreneurs and be their own boss and create jobs and be able to do it with only a little financial. If you were to go and build your own business, it takes a lot for the infrastructure. But if we built this market, for our community, it'll be a showcase. It'll be a great place for the community to be able to be their own boss and to invest in the community. And this is why we really want to do this project. And in our community, our people, I mean, in the community, there's a lot of people that are saying, why are you taking so long? Why is it not finished yet? But the problem is that, like we tell them, it takes time. You have to be patient. It's a long road, but we'll get there.
And those are some of the same questions I have. What's taking so darn long?
Yes. And so, like I said earlier, we really like to thank you all. We think this marketplace will be really good for the community, and it'll bring the community as a whole to. It'll create a lot of jobs, and like I said, it'll be really good for the community.
And your community is the Hmong community, originally from Laos, correct?
Yes. It's a Hmong community, but right now we have a lot of Asian groups that also come there. And like I tell Pai, have you noticed lately we have a lot of different people coming in here? If we get the new building, I think it will be. We won't just have Asians; we'll have everybody here. And I think it'll be really good for the city.
Yes, I think there's actually another connection with Milwaukee County. When I go to a farmer's market, I always look first for the Hmong booth because they have wonderful vegetables. And I think many Hmong have community gardens through Wisconsin yes. Extension, correct?
Yes.
So is that where a lot of the vegetables are grown?
Yes.
I mean, this is truly, this is an urban story. You're doing urban gardening and now starting a business. I mean, I find it very exciting.
Yes. Our vendors, especially the vegetables and the fruit vendors, most of the stuff are locally grown. Either they grow themselves or they know people who do the gardens and then they come there and then they sell it there. And so most of the vegetables will be really organic and it's better than the stores.
Yes, stores. And it's beautiful. All right, committee members, Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First, I'd like to thank all those involved, Haven Woods Economic Development Corporation, Teague Welly and Economic Development Department. I really appreciate your passion and how you articulate the vision of the market. I initially had an opportunity to visit the market with staff Marcy Patterson from the city Department of Development, and I was really pleasantly surprised with the offerings, the bustling traffic. So I'm really excited about this. I'm looking forward to the growth, and I'm proud to have this market right here in the 2nd District. With that being said, I will move for approval. Thank you.
Supervisor Bone.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think this is a great project. And if I can remember the location on 76th Street, is it right after the bridge?
Yes, yes. It's right after the bridge.
Okay.
Yes.
Before you get to Mill Road and there's like a side
yes.
street that takes you to that building. What was that building before you created the market there?
I think it was a transmission place that was foreclosed.
Okay, that's what I thought. And I mean, for the fact that you could, you know, take a structure like that and put so many resources into there, I think it's a great project that, like you say, it could be very catalytic to others in the community, other things that we can do. So thank everyone and the supervisor for bringing this to the board.
Any other committee comments? I hope if you have a ribbon cutting or grand opening, you'll invite us.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I think this is one of the great things about urban environments is the diversity and the kind of tremendous ethnic color that we can enjoy in our community. I, too, am very excited about this. And while this may be in the second district, huge community gardens in my district in the airport property. And I don't know if some of your gardens are over by the airport, but just tremendous agriculture going on there in an urban setting. It's just exciting.
Thank you.
So we appreciate that your business is here, and hopefully we can offer some assistance. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm also seeing good faith efforts to utilize workers of the Milwaukee Job Corps. Is that language from WEDC? Or is that preferred by the county?
That was actually preferred by us. They already have in place their general contractor. And when we were discussing how this would be done, he was a little concerned that he would be end up hiring people that would only be on the job 1 or 2 days just based on everything. So he's going to make good faith efforts to do that throughout the entire project to hire as many as possible. The MEDC loan requires good faith efforts to use EBE firms, and we're hoping that through our development agreement that we would use DBE for the portion of the project funded through the grant. Any EBE would constitute a DBE. It's not necessarily both ways, but every DBE would be an EBE.
Okay, and the jobs course, do we know if they are engaging the neighborhood around or the location around? Yeah, that would be good to confirm.
Ms. Harlan?
The actual Milwaukee Job Corps is heavily engaged in the community around. They actually help our organization, many organizations in the community and citywide. They've built with us 3 community gardens. They'll continue to help partner with us on hopefully some home rehab programs where they'll be doing service learning there. They also do neighborhood cleanups with us. And then as an organization, we partner with businesses to make job connections for the graduates and things like that. So the Job Corps facility has been heavily involved in civic projects and working with our businesses, and as an organization we actually are on their Industrial Business Council and their Community Resource Council and things like that, so it's
okay.
A good partnership.
Okay, and they are just confirming they're training individuals in construction
HVAC, which that might change soon to a more of a pre-engineering focus, healthcare, CNA nursing, cement work, and then welding.
Gotcha.
Is what they're working on.
Okay. That's good to confirm, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good questions. Anyone else? And am I correct? This is a 12-month year-round operation?
Yes.
All right. We have a motion for approval from Supervisor, or adoption from Supervisor Rainey. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Bowen.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
4 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend adoption prevails.
Thank you, everyone. And perhaps we could get some blue cards filled out for those folks
sure.
that did speak. Thank you. All right, Madam Clerk, please call item 7.
Madam Chair.
Point of order.
Oh, do we have, we're going back to item two? Is that?